Hi. This is the Affiliate Task Force. It is 9:47 Eastern Time. And we are back on the phone from our executive session. Let's see who we have on the phone. Chandra Hotman, are you on?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Wanzala, are you on? He was here earlier. Teresa Allen is on. Alonzo Brown, are you on? Alonzo is not on. And David Beaton has sent me an email asking to be excused. Afia Wangaza, are you on? Dina Colbert?
Yes.
Okay. Ursula Rutenberg asked to be excused. Brian Sherman, are you on?
I'm still here.
Okay, thank you very much. Since the chair has not come on, I'll be happy to chair the meeting until the chair comes on. I sent out an email, and it covers a suggestion from, does anyone have the agenda in front of them?
I do.
Okay. Can you tell me what's, after the director's report, do you have what's on the agenda?
Okay. After the affiliate coordinator's report, is that what you're referring to?
The chair's report, chair was in the middle of her report.
Okay, the chair's report is number 4. Number 5 is report from the affiliate coordinator.
Okay.
Number 6 is old business. And A, do you want to know what A and B are under old business?
Yes.
A is subcommittee on adopting affiliate stations. Proposed to PNB that each sister station, should it choose, adopt an affiliate or startup station for a year, helping with fundraising, training, etc.
Okay.
And then 6B is PNB / affiliate communication, institutionalizing relationship of affiliates / staff / affiliate directors.
Okay. And the next item is new business, and that
new
is,
business, which has a subtitle, selection process and deadlines for affiliate directors.
Okay. Okay. Unless the chair comes back on to finish her report, hello, who's coming on the line? Hello? Hello?
This is Sophia. I asked Joe to call me when you all finish your private conversation.
Okay, you were in the room.
If we could presume that we could complete the business of the committee, I would appreciate it in light of the fact that we are scheduled to adjourn at 10 o'clock.
Well, I would like to move that we add another 15 minutes to the meeting.
Second.
Can we vote on that, Madam Chair?
You all have done everything else.
There's an echo with you. I can't understand anything that's being said, Afia. There's an echo. Are you talking into the phone?
Yes, I am.
There's an echo. You might need to hang up and dial back in because there's a bad echo.
Very well.
Alonzo Brown back on yet?
No. I don't think so.
Hello?
Hello, that's better. We had requested, Madam Chair, that we add 15 minutes to the meeting. Can we take a vote?
I don't think that my phone is working properly at this point.
But I'm hearing an echo now.
Can we take a vote on adding 15 minutes to the meeting, Madam Chair?
What would be the purpose of adding 15 minutes?
Because I'd like to get one or two items on the agenda covered, Madam Chair.
point of order.
I'm leaving the call at 10 o'clock. You chose to squander the 2 hours allocated for this meeting for a private conversation. I do not feel obliged to accommodate you any further. So I will complete my report on the next meeting. The affiliate coordinator is not present, and therefore there is no report. So whatever your, if you're, I don't know what agenda, what items you're referring to, if you're talking about old business, the adoption, affiliate-based adoption proposal, my understanding of that was that that was accepted.
Madam Chair, this is Dina Colbert. We voted at the beginning of the meeting at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that you would complete your report when we came back on tonight. We'd like you to do that. And I would like to move the new business of the selection process and deadlines for affiliate directors as the next order of business, since they are due November 15th and we can't put that off. And that should be in the 15-minute conversation, because that's timely and it's of essence.
I am not making any further report, nor am I staying on the phone beyond 10 o'clock.
Madam Chair, whatever you all have to say
with regard beyond the bylaws for the Pacifica Foundation, I'm willing to listen until 10 o'clock.
Fine. I would like to put something on record. Madam Chair, when you are working with a committee and someone makes a proposal...
Which does not include a lecture.
Madam Chair, we're just trying to conduct business, and you're being very adversarial. I think it's very rude.
My understanding is that the next item of business has to do with the nomination, which is a procedure set forth in the bylaws.
Well, first of all, I can hardly hear what you're saying because there's an echo. But you chose not to communicate with us. You chose not to participate in the meeting, and we can't get a word in edgewise.
Best I can tell, you all had a private conversation for 50 minutes.
You were invited to be part of that conversation, Madam Chair.
I prefer to have my social events under other circumstances.
Madam Chair, we're trying to conduct business.
Was there something specific that you wanted to say with regard to the nomination?
The nomination of what?
No, but you said that you would, when we came back to the meeting, that you would finish your report. I'm asking you to please finish your report.
I'm not going to continue my report at this time.
So then it's complete, because we're asking you for it, and there was time.
No, there wasn't time. If you're asking for a 15-minute extension, there is not time.
Well, I think you have arbitrarily told us that you're not giving us a 15-minute extension anyway, which doesn't make sense. Like, this is a group process.
Have something that you wanted to discuss with regard to the nomination?
Did anyone present? Well, first of all, that we're not following according to the agenda. Are you allowing Dina's motion to discuss a certain item that's on the agenda? You made a proposal to discuss something. Are you not allowing that?
What I have is the, as old business, is the affiliate station adoption, which, as I understood it, we approved at least in concept at the last meeting.
The adopting a sister station, is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm looking at on the agenda.
I'm asking if that was brought up at the PNB meeting.
No, it was not.
Okay. All right.
I'm making a motion that we table that discussion since it wasn't brought up at the PNB meeting, mm-hmm. because I think the selection process and deadline for affiliates is more important than
that. Okay, I second your motion.
All right, Dina, was there something you needed to... Madam Chair, can we talk about it now?
Please.
I see that you put out a second announcement to the GRC board. I know that Ursula put it out this week also. I'm wondering what we as a committee need to do. In the past, I know that Thayer and Christine used to try and get different affiliates to participate. Because without direct communication with affiliate stations, they don't necessarily move on this. And that association was made up of about 15 or more or less, depending on the year, affiliates. And that was the only grouping of affiliates that have ever existed. And they don't, Bear and Christine are not doing that this year. And I just want to go on record of saying one of the reasons that they're choosing not to do that is because Pacifica National Board chose to override their selection. So they didn't even listen to a grouping of affiliates in who they wanted, and the National Board chose who they wanted over them. And so that association of 15 or more affiliates no longer is functioning. At least that's my understanding of it. So
well,
I'll be,
Madam Chair, may I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
I would like to... We have one minute left, so I'd appreciate it if Dina was allowed to finish her... And then you can say what you want to say, and then we can adjourn.
Those of us who want to stay on for the 15 minutes, I believe. What I'm saying is something that the affiliate, the task force, can do in the absence of that in terms of outreach to try and get some affiliate people on representation. Afia, are you running again next year?
I'm considering it.
Do you know if David's running again next year?
No, I do not.
So I will
publicize the list as widely as possible.
It isn't just publicizing it. We need to talk to some people directly.
I'm sure you all do what you feel that you need to do.
It's been one of the things that we've done at GRC, which didn't happen this year. So I don't know what we can do, but...
Well, I'd like to say something when you're finished.
I'm complete, Teresa.
I would like to say that if you have an affiliate group and they nominate someone and the national board decides to pick someone else, that is not saying that, that the national board has the perfect right to choose whatever affiliate director they want. And I certainly hope despite the fact that their nominations were not selected at that point, that they certainly don't, just throw their hands up and give up nominating. Because I respect the work of our Pacifica National Board in trying to determine what skill sets they need. So evidently they decided that Afia and David were the right ones this past year, and it was Afia and who was before. Anyway, I hope that that's not true, that they have felt so discouraged that their candidates were not selected that they're not going to do it again.
Well, if you all will excuse me, it is now 10:03, and I will be leaving the call.
I would like to express my disappointment that the chair will not honor the request of the task force to continue for 15 minutes. Everyone, I'm very sorry. This is the second time the chair has done this. It happened in September, now it's again. So,
This is Chandra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something that I don't know if I should do it or not, but No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, from the parliamentary procedure point of perspective, just because the chair leaves the meeting doesn't mean the meeting is over, right?
That's correct.
I mean, she's abandoning the meeting, but it's...
And she's abandoning her role as chair,
mm-hmm.
which was something I was going to point out in asking if David Beaton would assume that role, at least at this time.
He's not on.
Well, to be invited to the next call to do so.
Well, shall I chair until we adjourn this meeting right now? Is there any objection to that?
No objection.
Okay, hearing no objection. So, Chandra, is that a formal motion?
A formal motion. I'm debating out loud whether I should do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chandra, the meeting really is supposed to run for 2 hours, and given the events of tonight, I just think that I hope that you would think twice about making a motion.
Then I won't make it a motion. But I think we need to have a chair.
Well,
she was here to chair tonight.
Well, I will attempt to contact her because I don't want all of our meetings consumed with people making resolutions that are disregarded by the chair. That's very frustrating. And so now we would have to wait 3 weeks before our next meeting. So I will attempt to reach our chair and have a conversation to see if we can work through that.
Okay.
Is there any other pressing business that you feel we need to discuss now?
Well, again, it's just about the affiliate reps. Is there anything as a task force, or if there isn't, maybe it's a conversation...
Can I just respond to something? I can't recall who said it. This is Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I was a little, we call them affiliates representatives. If the Pacifica board actually selects the directors
yeah.
who are from affiliates, then they're not representing affiliates, and that we should not call them affiliate representatives.
We should say affiliate directors.
Yeah. And there should be no illusion that they represent affiliates as a grouping. I mean, I find that the way the bylaws are written, it gives affiliates second-rate status, that the five sister stations get to pick their representatives, whereas the affiliates do not get to pick the affiliate directors. And I'm guessing that may be one of the underlying themes of what the conflicts are.
But one of the issues is that an affiliate director really represents the foundation and not their affiliate. I mean, from the fiduciary point of view, if it's a choice of their, let's say an affiliate director wanted their station to to get the services of Pacifica Foundation for free, that would be a serious conflict, because technically that director represents the foundation and the best interests of the foundation, not the best interests.
But that's independent of how the directors are chosen. I mean, you could say the same thing about a director who, you know, comes from KPFK or any of the other five stations. Maybe we can't proceed from here, but I do think this is a flaw in the structure of Pacifica. Because my recollection is that the affiliate so-called representation came about because a group of affiliates at GRC were complaining that Pacifica was not listening to them, that we had grievances with just bread and butter issues that weren't being treated with efficiency and politeness. And it just seems odd to me that the affiliate directors are also elected. Is this still happening? The affiliate directors are elected after the other directors are elected?
No. There are several things just to correct you.
Actually, they're elected before now.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I please say something?
Yes.
We put two affiliate directors in so that their voices could be heard. And the problem in part has been that the affiliate directors, again, there's no network for them to network through, except the gatherings, which were GRC and NFCB. And it was only Nathan who began to write them on a regular basis and keep them informed of what was going on. But he served for only like 4 or 5 months.
But he was there and gone.
Right. But in that time, I think he actually had communication back and forth with the affiliates on at least 2 or 3 occasions, almost monthly. In the short tenure that he had. And that was something that the task force was trying to ensure, that there was closer communication between the affiliate directors with what was going on and with the affiliates, because there isn't that connection. And so one of the things that is allowable is an association. That's in the bylaws. And an association was formed. And it was only once in these years that Pacifica National Board overrode them. Well, they didn't override them. Excuse me. That's my mistake. They just didn't vote for the people that were put up by the association. They voted, on whoever they thought were the best people for the job.
No way. You're telling me that Lori Kaguma was put up by the association?
No, she wasn't.
Okay, and I'm guessing that David, what's his name, David Beaton wasn't either. And I don't think Sophia was.
That's correct.
They were nominated by their stations.
So the association
put up Ani Han last year, and she was the third person put up, and so she didn't make it.
Actually, Lori wasn't even nominated by her station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, she probably was the first time she ran.
Yeah, but not the second time.
Right. So, does that clear up what's happened in the past for you, Brian?
Yes and no, because I have a different memory of it.
What's your memory?
My memory, as I said, is that there's been more than one affiliate representative, so-called, who did not come out of the grouping. As I said, Lori was one. I'm not even sure Iban came out of the grouping. Iban came out of my own station.
No, the group hasn't put two people forward every year.
Yeah.
So other people have come in other ways. But what I'm saying is when the group did take the effort to get somebody.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to release Otis so that he could disconnect the stream because this meeting has been adjourned.
Madam Chair, you abandoned the position of chair. I mean, the rest of the committee didn't.
No, I didn't abandon the position of chair. The meeting is set to terminate at a time certain. That time certain is 10 o'clock. You all decided to have a private meeting for 50 minutes and then to attempt to hold up.
Madam Chair.
The rest of the time. The meeting is adjourned. Otis, would you please?
No, we voted, Madam Chair, we voted to extend the meeting by majority vote, so the meeting is not adjourned.
It's only
Hello?
On for another minute
yes.
anyway.
You're right. So did you want to finish your thought, Brian?
Well, it's interesting. I ran myself. I mistakenly thought there was a shortage of people running, and someone said I should run. And I certainly wasn't nominated by my station. I'm sure that they would have gone through the formality and been glad to nominate me.
That's one of the rules of the bylaws.
It may be, but I didn't know that at the time, and certainly I was interviewed by the board, so that didn't seem to be an issue. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, who is the other person who was recommended besides Ani? I can't recall. Does anyone remember?
I think that was the only recommendation of the association.
Oh, really?
Dave Beaton and Afia ran, and those
right.
got it.
So they only recommended one. Huh?
And I think Lori Taguma tried, but she didn't have her paperwork in order.
Okay, I can't recall Lori Taguma ever having any involvement with GRC.
What does it matter?
Right. She never came.
Never
You're
came
right.
to, yeah. You know,
I would like
also
to...
never came to task force meetings. She never was involved with the affiliate task force.
That's true.
And she served on the board.
And she was reelected at least once, if I recall.
Yes.
Not by us.
I think it's time to adjourn the meeting, and I'd like to remind people that our next meeting is scheduled for November 12th.